This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, July 14th. Well, we got the cattle markets finding some support here on higher cash trade, even though box beef values were weaker yet again. But the cash trade coming in early this week at around 125 on the Fed trade, that's up a good $3 over last week. And the dress trade at 201 is also up $3 over last week. But the box beef continues to work its way lower. Choice down another 166 at 273. Select down 203 at 257. So of the last 23 days, choice has been down 22 of those days. We've dropped $66 over that time span. That's a drop of 19%. Select isn't quite as bad. We've been down 19 of the last 22 days, down $57 or 18% from the high. So we've seen quite a slide in the box beef values, and it just continues. Now again, we were starting from very high prices anyway, so the packer has found themselves in a complete opposite position of where they were a month ago, where they had pretty much total control over the cash market. Now they're finding themselves bidding against each other, looking for cattle and to keep the chain speeds up to speed, and the feedlots finding much more leverage. So that looks to continue, really. They've worked their way through the big numbers. They've managed to stay current, and they've regained some leverage in this cash market. That looks to continue. We might see some bottlenecks of numbers here. We expect to see another wave of placements from cattle in the Northern Plains. But again, some of those calves might just end up in the Southern Plains and Central Plains because of, you know, pretty decent grazing conditions there, but we have just the opposite in the north. The drought across the Northern Plains and Canadian prairies is going to push a lot of cattle off of pastures very early, and it's going to skew the placement pattern, skew your marketing pattern, but it's also going to, I think, create some marketing holes as well. As long as the economy holds together, I think that the beef market is going to have a much better trajectory as we work our way into the fall and winter. We still, again, have to work our way through some of these early placement patterns, but by and large, what it's telling us is in the bigger picture, you're seeing more herd liquidation. You're going over what we had the last couple of years. So now this is the third year running where you've had pretty hefty herd liquidation, and that sets a stage for big dynamics and big bull markets down the road. But we're still working our way through the results of the heavy placements and the herd liquidation. But as we get into the tighter numbers, that's going to have a big impact, a bullish impact on the cattle space in general, as long as pastures are there. So in the South and Central Plains, we have that. In the North, we don't. You're not going to see herd rebuilding there, you know, not anytime soon, at least for a year, until we can be comfortable of what our pasture conditions and what our hay situation is like. But in the South, it's a different story. So that is the bigger picture. In the meantime, we're still working our way through, you know, a cash market that the box beef is declining and the cash market is rallying. So you're going to come into an equilibrium here pretty fast between the feedlots and the packers. Yesterday, for week to date, we had the slaughter rate at 241,000 head. That compares to last year at 232,000 head. The feeder cattle index was down 83 cents yesterday at 152.99. So we had a stretch there of about 3 days where it was up pretty strong. We gained a good $8 on the index before we dropped yesterday around just under a dollar. So that would suggest that the cash market in feeders is probably stabilizing after a pretty good run here over the last week or so. So near term, I think breaks will be well supported. If corn and beans take off, if you get this heat dome that's over the Northern Plains moving into the Midwest, that would be a deal breaker. That would certainly cause some havoc to the corn market, and that would send corn sharply higher and feeders sharply lower. That's the real risk that I think that we face here over the next 5 or 6 weeks. That, and of course, I think more of an exodus of cattle off pasture in the Northern Plains and Canadian prairies. That, I think, will keep a lid on feeder cattle prices in the near term. Longer term, of course, like I said, I do think that we're going to be heading higher. So that's why, you know, if we get the breaks, they'll probably be well supported. Just looking at the bigger picture story as it's unfolding here. Live cattle, I think that we're going to be looking at cash prices that are probably stabilizing. Again, with boxed beef dropping and cash fed moving higher, you're going to find that equilibrium much faster than if they're both moving the same direction. So I think that we're going to stabilize there as well. So we're probably due for a bit of a pullback in cattle, but again, in the bigger picture, I think the buyers are going to be pulling, coming out of the sidelines on the brakes to support the market and get better established in a long position. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.